Well, here we are. We're rolling on the pod. It is Crosstalk. It is back. Waddle looked at us right before we started and said, I got to take a shit.
Yeah.
It figures this is uncensored, too, so not safe for work.
Best part about this whole thing was the 20 minutes leading up to this microphone actually turned on and the chaos that ensued trying to get four microphones to work in this joint.
Which we can't do in this studio, which is kind of weird because it is a radio station. John, but we got three mics on. Waddle and Yurko are going to share.
Yeah, we're sharing a mic.
I've always wanted to say this.
They're both vaccinated, right? Yurko vaccinated?
Please.
Yeah? His phone is so small.
Stop it. It is.
It's small. What?
Are you vaccinated?
No, stop it.
No.
Why would I be?
All right, here we go. I've always wanted to say this.
Wait a second. Can you catch the measles then? Have you been vaccinated against the measles?
I've been vaccinated for the measles. Speaking of the smallpox, for polio. All the big ones. The ones where...
The big ones.
Listen, the ones where you're 100% never going to get it.
I don't think there's ever a...
Chicken pox?
Yeah, never get it.
Oh, yeah. Chicken pox.
Is that true?
Did they eradicate the chicken pox?
No, smallpox. Smallpox.
Smallpox. There you go. Did they or didn't they?
Smallpox has been eradicated.
I haven't seen polio around. I see polo, Marco Polo. I've never seen polio around.
I don't think polio is eradicated. Smallpox is.
I think mostly it is. I got my second shot 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I feel like shit.
I got my...
Well, from the vaccine or from... Because you just catch...
I don't know.
You feel like shit all the time. You felt good until now.
I did. I felt good. And I thought I was going to have to pull over on Eden's because I had stuff happening.
That's nothing to do with the vaccine. That's
got the stomach flu.
Whoa, I didn't say that it was vaccine related. I'm just saying,
like... That's your stomach. I feel great.
I don't feel... Do you?
I had mine
even better.
I had mine 2 days ago and nothing. My second
one. Really? Good.
Totally good.
What about the sore arm?
No, it's fine.
Really?
I worked out afterwards. Everybody said try to do a workout.
Move it around, yeah.
Move it around.
Listen, I don't begrudge anybody. You guys want to get vaccines? Go get them. Stand in line. Do whatever you want.
Well, you got to talk into that mic.
I wasn't talking into the mic.
Not really.
Well, he doesn't have a headset on.
You do a radio show, Bob. I mean, you should know.
I'm in pain.
That man, you should talk right into the mic.
The tin can in the other studio, they got a headset in there. It says you're on.
You can barely hear you.
That way I could talk. Yeah. I don't know why you could barely. I'm talking into the mic.
Well, now we can.
Hello, Carmen. I'm talking into the mic.
When you do this, when you're like over here, you can't really hear you.
By the way, Merck, while you're out there, find some balls, will you, with your regard to your baseball team.
Jeez.
My God, that bothers me. I can't
tell
you.
Where we're starting? So really quick, before we set the table here.
Look,
we don't get to crosstalk anymore. We miss your scent.
I know.
I listen. I'm a P1, but we don't get to actually talk to you except when we call in. So from noon to two, we have Greeny, so we don't run into each other. So we thought once a week now, we're going to get into the studio. Mike's permitting. And we're going to cut it up with you guys.
Might have to do once every other week, you know.
It shouldn't be that. We should do once a week and maybe more.
This is
for sale too.
Like Don Finucci said, you got to wet my beak a little bit. I mean,
right? If there's a business out there that wants to get behind the Carmen and Yurko, Waddle and Sylvie raw crosstalk.
Yeah.
Carm, I saw you working two mics over there a little bit ago.
Oh,
I
mean, sexy. I know.
And maybe you and you're a good kid.
Now, Sylvie,
a deal.
Before you get us into the nuts and bolts, I've always wanted to say this because it's a line we deliver to one another quite often around these parts, but we've never been able to say it on the air because we can't swear, but we can swear on the podcast. So here it is. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy.
We do the Michael Imperioli spider line all the time to one another. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy? Shoots him in the foot. He tells him to go fuck himself. That's my best De Niro impersonation.
And then what happened to him?
he got shot.
Yeah, he got shot.
Good for you, Spider.
You've referenced this line on the air many times, though.
All the time, yeah.
But my favorite recent... thing that you've done is the Ricky Bobby, the Talladega Nights, but it's the, who's the French character?
Jean Valjean.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that's not Jean Valjean,
Shake and bake.
What is this? This is nonsense. it's Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right.
So good. All right, Sylvie.
That's what you need. No, I just did. But that's what you need to set your sights on is continue to do the movie lines because you're good at it.
Oh.
Don't do parody songs because you guys suck at it.
Don't talk sports.
I mean,
just do imitations.
I can't believe all the hard work we put in on these parody songs and you guys always shit all over them. But I thought Yurko's was in JR did a pretty good job.
I don't even care. I know mine is bad. I know the voice is bad. I didn't even get the inflections where the inflections needed to be. JR had it going. I said, JR, you just go. And then we were again in the studio with two mics that only God knows if one of them was working.
I'll tell you.
I mean, it was a good hook, though. I loved your hook.
Listen,
right?
That's where it was.
That sounded weird.
Yeah, yeah. Cubs stink.
We had
fun doing it, so it doesn't matter.
Can we start there, honestly? Like, yeah, sure. I know you're upset with your baseball team, Carm.
I am. A little bit.
Yeah,
a little disappointed.
Some stuff has happened that. Yeah. But, like, when did the lovable loser thing come back in vogue? Like, Merck, you're rolling your eyes over there, but, like, your team hasn't scored a run in three games. You've been shut out two straight games. And everyone on Twitter and everyone else is having a back-slapping chuckle fest about throwing three, you know, regular position players. Like, how is that fun?
Have you ever been to a funeral, Waddle?
Unfortunately, yes, more than once.
Well, every now and then, when someone is talking about the person who just died, they'll throw in a joke.
That's true.
For a little levity to a down situation. Our Cubs are dying. They may be dead already. And if you've got to be able to laugh through all this, Waddle.
Is it fun?
It's not fun. In the grand context of it, seeing Anthony Rizzo in the seventh inning come out to throw and pitch in a fucking game that should be in another game that you're getting shut out, and three out of the last four you're getting shut out, it's not funny on the surface. But if you can't laugh at him striking out Freddie Freeman, I mean, Frederick! What can you do then? You got to laugh in the moment. I'm not embracing it.
You can laugh in the moment, but is it fun? Are you having fun?
No, he's saying it's not fun. But
I get it.
Funerals are not fun, but every now and then you laugh during a eulogy.
I get that analogy that he's
made. You've got, what was it, with three extra at bats, you're done at 10-0? Like, I mean, when did we start quitting on everybody?
Yeah, the musicians.
Your team did it earlier this year.
The musicians were really laughing when the Titanic was going on. Yeah, they were having a ball.
That's a different scenario altogether.
People are dying.
Yeah, but he's talking about at the funeral.
People are dying.
After a few days.
Yeah. Hey, let's laugh about it, guys.
What
how fun this is going to be.
I'm going to weep in front of the TV.
Let me tell you, it was crap. It's crap. People sitting there looking at this Cubs team, it's crap. That's what you've got. That's what it is. The rest of this season is going to be crap. Everybody's going to say hasta la bye-bye. The only guy I want kept is Wilson Contreras. That's it. Nobody else. Everybody else can go lock, stock, and barrel.
You don't want Rizzo.
For what? What the hell do I want Rizzo
for? So he could strike out Freddie Freeman.
Why?
Yeah! See how this all comes out?
That's my point. What the hell do you want Rizzo for?
What do you mean?
I mean, what can you get for him?
Nothing.
You might be able to get something for him. You need injuries around the league. Injuries around the league get you something for Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo, who's 32, coming out of contract. What are you going to get, a B prospect? I guess you'd take it.
You take anything, Carm.
What? How old is he, 31, 32?
Yeah, how about a pitching machine, a jugs machine?
No.
I'll take a jugs
machine.
Isn't
he worth more to you here as a leader playing first base?
A leader of a last place team? For what?
For a transition.
Isn't that what we got, the guy that's sitting there in the dugout doing nothing?
Well, that's a different story.
That's Ricky Renteria. He's back.
The tables are turned on you, though, because you make that argument.
David Ross is Rick Renteria, or is Tony La Russa Rick Renteria?
Tony La Russa is...
David Ross was supposed to be something, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Tony La Russa is Rip Van Winkle. He didn't know what's going on. I mean, I'm sorry.
We were told that Rossi was going to hold everyone accountable, right? So should he be holding Duffy accountable for not getting hit in the strike zone when he steps in to pitch in the eighth inning?
Hold everybody accountable. You can only hold everybody accountable when your team's actually good.
Well, that's my point, Carm. I'm just saying, listen, I'm not trying to overplay this hand. I'm just telling you, like... This is a sideshow right now.
It is.
All this crap with bringing in everyday players to come in and pitch because you can't score and your pitchers can't get anyone out. And that's what you all as a fan base is that you're considering that fun. My team sucks. My Reds suck.
Well, they took 2-3 from the Dodgers.
I got it, but I was pissed yesterday when that clown car of a bullpen stepped in and gave up six runs in the eighth inning. Like, that pisses me off. You guys are running around with your pants off celebrating, Rizzo striking out Freddie Freeman.
My pants were firmly on my waist at that time, even though I was in the comfort of my own home.
He'll be there, Wrigley. He'll be there.
Look.
Of course you will.
Yurko.
It's party time.
Who do you know?
Let's go have a party.
Who do you know who boycotted the Cubs at one time in their life?
That's true. Sylvie did.
Don't tell me that I'm like the Cubby Claw.
I know myself.
I want to go back to Wrigley.
Of course you do.
You don't go to Wrigley because you don't like going to baseball games. It's got nothing to do with the Cubs.
I've been to Wrigley. I haven't gone to the baseball game, but I've been to Wrigley. I sat out at the sports corner one day when I had tickets to the game.
But you don't like going to a baseball game, period.
Burn the tickets. Offered him somebody that walking by. You guys want these? Go ahead into the game. They're free. So I don't even want money for them. They're free. Take them from me.
So you can't prop yourself up as some sort of freedom fighter against the Cubs futility.
I'm a tremendous Cubs fan.
He's a Cubs freedom fighter.
I traveled to Cleveland to go to the games.
Yeah, because we paid, because the station paid for it. It was the World Series.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Yeah. Yes, I was still the bandwagon.
I stayed all nine innings.
It was literally a bandwagon that we drove to Cleveland.
Tommy, I stayed all nine innings.
Sylvie is the one who actually did stop going, and he loves going to baseball
games. No, wait a second. Johnny was always in all of these games. He would disappear.
Yes.
And he'd be up under some awning smoking a cigar.
The best is we came walking out of that hotel before game six, I think. And you guys remember the unseasonably warm weather we had. We were in November, and it was
It was wonderful.
It was 70 degrees in Cleveland. And so we come walking out of that hotel, getting ready to go over to the ballpark for game seven, and some lady comes pulling a bicycle, like a rickshaw almost. She's got a bike with a basket strapped to the back. And Yurko saw her and hopped right on that thing. He goes, guys, I'm going to take a ride over to the ballpark.
Right.
Swear to God. Yeah. Me and Zetterman watched
How much did it cost you?
She biked me. I always $12.
Oh, okay.
$15. Didn't make a difference. I didn't
She biked into the ballpark.
But ripe, she was ripe.
He said she was ripe.
Ripe.
He said he could smell her from her armpits from the back.
Well, look, it's hard work.
Of course.
She's working. I mean, she's peddling. What do
you
mean?
You Waddle, you're taking a bunch of guys who look like your coach.
Yeah, still stuck.
To Jacobs Field or Progressive Field, whatever it's called. Of course you're going to be sweaty and B.O.
ridden. She went right from the Jake to the local gas station to get air pumped in the tires.
She stunk to the bejesus.
You have no idea that sight of her pulling down the street away from the hotel, and there's Yurko waving at us in the back of this rickshaw.
You're calling me fat. Is that what you call me, fat?
It was the best.
No, you're large.
Is that what you're doing?
No, you're big, though.
Fat.
You're probably not. You're not built for a Schwinn. You're not built for a Schwinn.
Right. Not built for a Schwinn.
Well, either way, we had fun there. We had a ball. We were at Jack's. My buddies ended up bribing a security guard to get in one night.
At the casino?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
at the game.
How much did it take? I don't know this hour, though.
$300 for two of them to get in.
Yeah.
Gave him $300. He let both in, standing room only, left field.
Well, do you know CPD Bob has told me back in the day, he told me years and years ago when we were in college, he was an Andy Frayne usher. Grew up right in Bridgeport, going to Sox games, Comiskey Park. Then he became an Andy Frayne at Comiskey. Then he became an Andy Frayne at the Chicago Stadium back in the late 80s,
back 90s. Back when they used to bop people. When there was a fight, they'd go up there.
Oh, man. The Andy Frayne's, you know that. I mean,
then the yellow-jacketed off-duty policemen would come in, and then the rubber hoses would come out underneath the stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
They would always put on the screen 18,676. Right. That was never true because you would see the crowds increase and the standing room increase with the bigger games. Why? Because a guy like Bob was at the turnstile right off of Madison, and for $50, he would let you walk up to the second balcony.
Absolutely.
And they did that. All these guys cashed in, and there weren't 18,676. Some games there were 21,000 people in that. Fire code all over the place, but the Andy Frayne ushers were getting rich.
It's a good side business, good side hustle, you know?
Yeah, might as well. Nobody's
50
gonna
here,
track.
75
so
there.
So it's $300 for that, and then they met a guy who was with the Chamber of Commerce, and they're driving home after game six. They got the phone call, if you want these, $500 apiece.
Yeah.
So they spent $1,300 total to go to game six and seven.
Which is pretty good, all things considered.
And I told those guys, you need a hotel room? I said, I got one. It's got two beds. You guys can have the other bed.
Nice. So you're a mensch. You
took
really
care
are.
Of them guys, huh?
Well, look, you saved at the time our program director's life that trip,
That's
too,
right.
didn't you?
That's right. I noticed something on his knee.
And, there was a growth, and if he wouldn't have gone to the hospital, he could have had a blood clot and died.
Some would have said it was a pussy growth. I knew it was an infection.
It was
reeking with infection.
Yeah.
I said, dude, you need to get that checked out. And it wasn't even that sepsis.
Right.
If you get infection in your body, that sepsis can poison your organs. Once your organs are poisoned, like a notch.
There's no turning back.
Like a notch. Yeah. What we're doing then is going to a shiva.
You saved Delavitt's life.
I saved his life.
And we're going to tell a joke.
We would have told the Delavitt jokes.
We're going to have some Waddle. We're going to have some players pitch in the eulogy.
There you go. Is there going to be a pre-draft shiva for the Bears?
Good question.
How about that? Did you like that? Did you like that transition?
I like it.
Waddle, Yurko's got him going maybe all the way up to get your guy Penei Sewell. Who was third on your list, right?
He was
third on
your big board? He was number three on my big board.
Yeah. It's a good big board, by the way.
Thank you. It was not based on,
no, of course not,
on draft position, no, or it was the 10 best players in college football.
Yeah.
Heading into this draft.
And Penei Sewell was
number
four.
Three. Trevor, yeah, Lawrence was number four. Look, I like Trevor Lawrence a lot, but is he a perfect prospect? No, I don't think so. Threw some picks. You know, threw some picks. You throw some picks at the collegiate level when mostly the better teams dominate the lesser teams. It catches your eye. Not a ton of picks, but a couple picks.
I don't want to start criticizing Trevor Lawrence because I think he'll be pretty good.
I think he will,
and he did win big games, but he played in a horseshit conference the last couple of years, right?
Boston College is residing in that.
Well, yeah, and they're kind of horseshit. I mean,
they're getting better.
Florida State's not what it once was. Like, it's not like that conference.
But he did look good through the playoffs, didn't he?
Not in the, what was it,
not
the Ohio State game?
Ohio State thumped him.
Yeah. They thumped him pretty good. No, I think he's going to be good.
I do too. Like, I don't think he played with anybody that was or will be a first-round pick as well. So the talent around him in the offense, like, ATN is a really good player.
Yeah, Travis ATN's good.
He is, but he'll be a second-round pick. Did he have
Merkins? Yeah. Merkins in the background, off mic, noticing that two receivers.
Yeah, T. Higgins, right? Yeah, he had two first-round wide receivers.
Was he with T. Higgins? Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe. Well,
he played for three years there.
How about this year, though? I mean, this year or the last 2 years,
not
maybe
as much.
Not as much talent around him.
Yeah, not as much. Yeah,
so
I don't – who knows what they're going to do? And I don't want to be all like Debbie Downer, oh, Ryan Pace is going to fuck it up. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he might. He's kind of fucked it up before.
He hasn't gotten one right yet. As far as quarterback.
I thought you meant
quarterback,
first rounder.
No, first rounder. Listen, the linebacker.
Roquan's good. Yeah, I mean, Roquan's good.
Minus one.
Let me ask you guys a question.
But you're right about quarterback.
You have another funeral analogy here, Waddle. You have a gun to your head, all right? You have a gun to your head.
It's not a funeral yet.
And you need the guy to have a better draft today or this weekend. Do you want Ryan Pace for the full draft? Or Phil Emery for the full draft.
Oh,
and whoever you pick, if that guy is the worst draft, you die.
Why don't you just bury me now?
Yeah, that's brutal, Sylvie.
I'm punting.
That's a bad would you rather.
I've already punted. Third down, backed up at the goal line. I had Randall Cunningham punt the ball down, and it went 94 yards.
I remember.
It's on the one.
I'm going to say.
I punted. I want neither one of the two making any choices for me in the first round. Later on, I don't mind Ryan Pace making some draft choices because he's hit some people.
Well, but he's
later
not
on.
Saying the first round. He's saying the draft.
The draft. No, remember this. We were going through this yesterday.
Ryan Pace, I'd rather.
Phil Emery in like two or three drafts. He was only here for, I think, three drafts. He drafted Kyle Long, Kyle Fuller, Alshon Jeffrey, Charles Leno. Say what you want, whether you like him or not. He's been their starting left tackle after being drafted in the seventh round.
Bad.
Can Ryan Pace put those up? The guys that I just mentioned.
I mean, Ryan Pace in his on the good side of his ledger, he's got, you know, Eddie Jackson.
Whether you like it or not, it's Eddie Jackson. The Inspector Gadget.
Darnell Mooney is though.
He's still Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Eddie Goldman's a good pick.
Well, I think Bilal Nichols is a good pick, actually.
I agree with you. You said Roquan.
I said Roquan. I believe it or not, I might go with
James Pace. Daniels. I was still to be determined.
It's Cody Whitehair's Paces. I probably go Pace, believe it or not.
All right.
I think David Montgomery in the third round is a fine pick.
No problem.
I don't have any problem
no
with that.
No problem.
Trade it up for him again, though, Waddle.
Right. I know.
You know, got to trade up. Got to get our guy.
Listen, I just want them to start, and maybe they can't look at it this way because they do feel like they need to win now, although I don't believe there's anybody's on the hot seat. I've said that a million times. I just want them to start building this team for the next 3 to 5 years, not for the 2021 season.
It's hard to do that when you have Khalil Mack.
You're right about that. You're right about that. But I'm saying with the draft here, you know, get some guys that can be critical contributors for the next 3 to 5 years and not something that you think puts you over the top this year because you're ready to win. Like, I don't want them to move up. I'm with you, though, Carm. Like, I come into this draft with no angst, no anger. I just have a request. Get it right.
Yeah,
whoever
just don't
you pick,
screw it up.
Get it right. Yeah. I don't have a ton of faith that they'll get it right, especially at the top of the draft. But I just want them to approach this draft like we are going to try to acquire some players that we see not only can start from day one with our first and second round pick, but guys are going to be part of the foundation of this team for the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Can I go live on Instagram before we wrap this thing up?
Yeah. Just to promote. Whatever you want.
Wrap it up with my White Sox, too. We have we barely touched on.
Right. Can I tell the story, though? I heard you today talking about the story about Deuce McAllister.
Yes.
Here's the way the story goes.
Little Deuce Coop.
I don't know. Are you on live?
I don't know. How do I go
Are you dropping deuces?
Oh, geez. Am I on live?
Are you dropping deuces? How the hell do I know if you're on live?
Well, just hit Instagram live.
You want to do it for me, Carm?
I mean, what don't you know?
Well, hold on. I don't know anything here. That's really the truth.
You can just stop right there. Save that, Merkin.
I don't know how to go live either.
Checking connection. Okay, here we go.
Checking connection.
It says I am now live.
All right.
We are in the studio on Instagram live.
It's going to be great.
Sylvie.
Podcast.
There is Yurko. Yeah. There is Waddle. There is Carmen. There is Merkin. And we're going to be putting up this podcast on the ESPN Chicago app on both the Carmen and Yurko page.
I don't know if we
should. And the Waddle and Sylvie page.
All right. So tell Deuce McAllister.
All right. So Carmen today, I heard Carmen tell, or a caller called in or used something about Ted Phillips.
About Ricky Williams. And,
right.
You know, we said 2 years later they were drafting Deuce McAllister. And I said, you know, the Bears wanted to draft Deuce. And Sylvie knows the story better because he was on the beat.
So Mark Hatley, he's not the GM. Remember, he's director of player personnel or whatever his title is. And they've got, I think, the 7th pick. I think that's where David Terrell was picked.
I think that's correct.
So LT is there, okay? So what Hatley wants to do is go up and get LT.
Gotcha.
He wants a running back, and he deemed LT a difference maker, worth going up for. They had a deal, but those were the days where the rookies were still getting paid.
Big money.
Big money. So the further you go up, you're not only giving up draft capital, but you're giving up more money. And so
Ted, signing bonus.
Right. So Ted Phillips says, no, you cannot go get him. So they draft David Terrell at 7. They're still in the market for a running back, as we know, because they went A-train. Now, Deuce McAllister, who they also have ranked high, is falling into the 20s. So now what they want to do is trade the 2nd-round pick and come back into the 1st round
and
with other stuff and sign another 1st-round pick. And Ted Phillips quashed that, too. So anybody, that is a true story, and anybody who doesn't want to tell you that Ted Phillips is, I'm not saying that he's going to get involved tonight, but that he has not been in football operations.
Sweaty Teddy.
He's been involved.
Ted Phillips cost the Bears not getting LaDainian Tomlinson.
They didn't want to pay 2 first-round picks.
And Deuce McAllister.
Unbelievable. So I'm glad you clarified that, Sylvie.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. LT, I mean, isn't that's an unbelievable story? Kick in the balls. I mean, are you kidding? LaDainian freaking Tomlinson. Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. LaDainian Tomlinson was something special.
And now my Sox have given me some angst. Like, I still think they're good and they're fun to watch. But, man, you guys know me. I never liked the LaRussa thing from the get-go. It still seems bizarre. It looks like he's not quite sure what's going on in that dugout. He's 76. He's the 2nd oldest manager to ever manage in the big leagues. And it's not that he doesn't know baseball. He's got an unbelievable resume. He's in the Hall of Fame. And that's all great. But at 76, is anybody as sharp at 76?
I'm 54 and I'm not sharp. I'm sharp as a bowling ball right now. My sharpness has left me.
At 76, guys.
You're just mentally not where you need to be.
This is a young man's game.
But what happened with Giolito, I don't think has anything to do with age, does it?
I don't know what else is it?
I don't know, but think about what I don't know about you, but it looked weird to me. Giolito looked like he was stalking behind the mound. Something that maybe I'm wrong and he does it all the time, but in the 7th inning, it was almost like he was telling you he needed to come out, but he didn't want to say come and get me because he's a battler.
Right, yeah.
But nobody knows him better than Ethan Katz, so you can't tell me that the manager just isn't familiar with Giolito.
I don't know.
What transpires where Ethan Katz doesn't know that Giolito is out of gas?
But La Russa's just slow on the trigger with everything right now. He's trying to process things.
Does Ethan Katz go to La Russa and say, hey, listen, I know my guy. He's out of gas. You need to go get him.
Anybody could have seen it. Why did Tony not see it? And then the line to actually say after the game we were looking for a single with 5 outs to go, down 3 runs.
I've got your starting lineup for the first game.
It's truly shocking.
I've been waiting for this.
I knew you guys have been. Hold on. You get this on the podcast all night. Anderson, Eaton, Mercado, Abreu, Lamb, Vaughn, Collins, Hamilton, Lurie Garcia.
So still no Robert, right?
And then your starting pitcher is going to be Rondo.
Jake Lane and Lurie Garcia.
Maybe Robert Rodin. In the second game? Or is he not playing?
I don't know.
Rodin.
I'm not sure.
But look, I heard you, Carmen, and it prompted me, like you said to the listeners, what are the, in the first month of the season, what are the, you were asking what cost them games.
Yeah.
But like what I wrote down were the huge missteps from the manager chair.
There's been
two. Whether it's Joe Maddon, whether it's Dusty Baker, whether it's Ricky Renteria, whether it's Robin Ventura. This is nothing against La Russa. This is about decision-making that we would analyze the whole thing.
That's true.
So,
you actually wrote this down?
Look at him. White, right now, White
Sox. I wrote it down. I write everything down, Waddle. We have La Russa starting Nick Williams a day before he was DFA'd.
Thank you.
Okay?
I don't know how to write on my phone in that manner.
It's on the notepad.
I know. I don't know how to use the notepad.
He didn't review the play in the Anaheim series. Well, they ran out of time, which is even worse. You're supposed to rehearse this before the season with the rules change.
I think he's just slow. He's old.
Matt Foster, admittedly, La Russa, was hung out to dry in Seattle.
Correct.
And then this one. There was one more, too, that I'm trying to think of. But
yeah, the Nick Williams. I mean, we need to get Nick Williams at bats. The next day he's released. He's DFA'd. I mean, come on, guys. Get with the program, guys. You know, for see, no, they're good. They're going to be good. But, you know, you're a month in. Clean it up, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Clean it up.
You back on board with Nicky Two Strikes?
I like Nicky Two Strikes. I do. Yeah. I mean, like, I think Nicky Two Strikes has, I don't know that his ceiling is very high. I think everybody would agree with that. I don't think it is. I think that Fangraphs article that we were joking about the other day, because Sylvie's look for Madrigal, was a really good one. Like, he is elite at one thing that there's not a lot of in baseball anymore. He just doesn't swing and miss in the zone. He doesn't strike out. I mean, I think he's got three strikeouts on the year where we've played 4 weeks of baseball. Like, that's great. I don't know that he's going to ever reach incredible heights, but on a team that's built to kind of thump, is he your nine hitter if he plays solid defense? Nothing wrong with it. Nicky Two Strikes will be just fine.
Two things before we wrap up. Who do you guys have the Bears taking? Are they trading up? They staying? And if they stay, who are they going?
I'm going to say they go grab an O-lineman. I'm going to say they stay at 20.
Jenkins? Because that's my prediction.
Yeah.
Kevin Jenkins?
I think so. From Oklahoma.
Receiver or corner, even though offensive line does need a lot of help.
I believe they will try with all of their might to move up. And I don't believe they'll be able to execute that trade. I think they want to go up and get a quarterback. Which quarterback? I have no goddamn idea which one that has tickled their fancy. But my guess is it won't happen, and then they will do something that I will be a fan of, and that's draft. I would say the same guy you're mentioning, Sylvie, Tevin Jenkins from Oklahoma State, the offensive tackle, and I'd be thrilled with that.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that, yeah.
And then the Lealia rant. Today is the anniversary. Is it the best rant ever? I know there are some at this station. I think if anybody today into the world of social media would have a rant like that today, it would be world news.
No question.
And would be fired on the guy would
on
be fired
spot.
On the spot.
You're calling out the fan base. It's not that he was wrong. It's just it's hilarious. It's direct. It's to the point. And the way in which it was delivered is all time.
It's great.
I mean, telling them to go get a job and they're nickel dime people and go get a job and work for a living and 85%
lovable
of the world's
losers.
Working. The other 15 come on.
Speaking of that, Merck, can you give me a scouting report on Nico Horner's four-seamer so when he gets the ball today?
That's good, Tommy.
When they're getting their dicks kicked in
that's
the sixth
good.
Inning again today,
Tommy,
down
good.
10-1. Nico Horner, whatever.
That's
what's
funny.
What's his four-seamer look like, Merck?
That's fine. How many RPMs on his four-seamer?
Hey, listen, the Merkin family will be sitting around laughing, having a good time.
Look at this. This is so much fun.
Merck, tell him. Go ahead, tell him. Give him the Goodfellas line.
Go fuck yourself.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
And on that note,
so much fun.
So check it out. Listen to all of our shows, Carmen and Yurko, every day, 10 to noon. Waddle and Sylvie, 2 to 6. Obviously, KJZ, Cap and Jay Hood. We've got Greeny. So check them all out.
Black and Abdallah.
I can't wait to see
Black and Abdallah
Splitter tonight in the 8th. It's going to be great.
Spread the word and make sure you tell your friends to download the special Crosstalk podcast.
Peace.